scattered rain across our viewing area right now. We have a cold front that'll push through this afternoon that could bring us some severe storms. I'll show you the timeline.
We're keeping you informed on the road conditions during your morning commute. WRL Breaking News Tracker is out there on the roads, giving us a live look of what you will see on your drive when you make your way out, giving you a little preview before you have to head out of what you're going to see. Save a little time. We can definitely tell you that. It's 8 o'clock right now. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Thanks for joining on thanks for joining us on this WRL Weather Alert Day. Words are hard sometimes.
Yeah, they are.
But you know what? We have you covered on everything you need to know. Let's start with Elizabeth. She has a look at where that rain is right now. It's kind of moving eastward out of Raleigh.
It is really along and east of I-95 at this part, especially the heaviest rain. Almost seeing the back edge of it there sitting like right on I-95, and it is pushing eastward. We're not finished just yet. It is nice to see the rain tapering off a little bit. I think that's making the commute a little better. But Brian definitely has some things to let you know before you head out the door. Let's zoom in up here, starting up near Roanoke Rapids, where we've had some heavier showers in the last little while. That's starting to move out. We'll move down the I-95 corridor, and we're looking at some steady rain around Goldsboro, but it's beginning to ease up a little bit from Clinton westward toward Fayetteville at this point. It is a WRL weather alert day. Later on today, we could see damaging winds, large hail, isolated tornadoes. This system has a history of producing all of those back to the west. As a matter of fact, take a look at what's happening down here across parts of Georgia, southern South Carolina down toward Florida. We still have a tornado watch and severe thunderstorm warnings ongoing. We had a confirmed tornado south and east of Atlanta overnight last night. Things are a little quieter over us right now, but along this front, notice what's happening back even just to the west of it. I've got a little line of storms developing, and that arrives here later today. Our WRL severe weather alert day, level 2 risk for severe storms for again today. We'll take a look at what that's likely to look like. We're watching that rain starting to push out of the viewing area right now. Get a little bit of a break up until lunchtime, and then we start to see more scattered storms developing. That's when we could see some of the severe weather with that potential for wind damage and isolated tornadoes. It moves out by the evening commute. It is likely to be a windy day today. We've seen some gusts already up to 30 miles per hour. That'll continue on and off through the day. This is a live look at Fayetteville, where it's looking rather wet right now, and we're looking at 68 degrees around the triangle. Warm start this morning, and our highs will be in the mid-70s. After this, we're looking at a big cool down. But in the meantime, we have to get through the rest of this rain. Brian, I'll help you get around this morning.
Wet roads, a big problem in the triangle. Even though the heaviest rain is ending in the triangle, we're still seeing those wet conditions and a number of crashes we're working through. Going to start off this morning as we head in from Sanford toward Apex on US 1 northbound. A crash reported just beyond the New Hill-Holloman Road interchange between New Hill-Holloman and 540. You can see those heavy delays beginning not too far from the county line there as you head into Wake County. That overall trip from Sanford to Apex now looking at a 36-minute delay. Consider picking up old US 1 and using that as an alternate route. A rough morning coming in from Lee and Chatham County into Wake County this morning. Let's take a look elsewhere around the triangle. We have a crash at Apex on 64 at Laura Duncan Road affecting eastbound traffic. Those delays begin all the way back around the 55 interchange on 64 and extend through the Salem Street area, so allow some extra time through there. If you can pick up 64 from Laura Duncan Road, you should be in pretty good shape. Also, Lake Pine would be an option for you. Coming in from Johnston County on 40 westbound, still have that crash reported just before you get to Highway 42. It looks like we are starting to see a little improvement there. Certainly looking a lot better through Garner. We've had a couple of crashes out there on 40 westbound, but now we're seeing a smooth trip from 42 up to the Beltline split. So some improvement there over the past few minutes. And we're also watching some delays on 885 northbound as you head in from I-40 up toward TW Alexander Drive in Durham. A 4-minute delay showing up on the northbound side, a similar backup on the southbound side, right around that 147 merge. Want to head out to the Beltline and check in with Kelsey Coffey and the WRL Breaking News Tracker. You've been watching that rain all morning long. Starting to dry out, though, a little bit.
Brian, it is starting to dry out. We haven't seen heavy rain really in the last hour and a half. Elizabeth had mentioned that the rain is moving out of Raleigh. So at this point, the main concern is wet roads. So be careful as you're headed out on your morning drive. Just be sure to give yourself a little bit of extra time for that morning commute to make sure that you're taking your time and slowing down. Still expecting to see widespread rain throughout our viewing area. And this system is really impacting a lot of people across the country. 36 million nationwide are at risk for severe storms today. Today, that's according to the Storm Prediction Center. That's their latest information. So we should eye out on these roads and keep you updated. Chelsea Coffee, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
A shooting at a residence hall in North Carolina Central University sent the campus into lockdown for 2 hours overnight. Police say one person was shot inside Lawson Street Residence Hall. It's not clear if the victim was a student. Police also have not said if any suspects are in custody.
Firefighters in Fayetteville are working to figure out what caused a fire that damaged a building. This happened just before 11:30 last night on Diamond Road near Quartz Drive. Video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker shows damage to the front of that building. Those crews were not able to go inside the building to investigate due to structural issues from the fire. No one was hurt.
Today is the deadline for St. Augustine's University students to move off campus. All St. Augustine's classes went remote on Monday, and this all comes as the university struggles to pay off debts and fights for its accreditation. Some alumni organizations and support groups are demanding the resignation and reconstitution of the Board of Trustees.
NC State basketball fans, they can help send the men's team off in style. The team is leaving today for Glendale, Arizona, where they are trying to keep this magical postseason run going. WRL's Laura Levine is on campus this morning. A lot of excitement with Wolfpack Nation this week. Laura, we're enjoying this.
Absolutely, Jeff. It's going to be a party out here. If you haven't seen the other parties happening across the triangle, here at the Bell Basketball Center, the Dell Basketball Center, this is where they're inviting fans to come out at 12:15 before the team leaves to Arizona. Hundreds of people lined up just yesterday to celebrate the team at Applebee's, specifically the two DJs who were there, DJ Burns and DJ Horn. Fans lined up for pictures and autographs and turned the restaurant into a sea of red and white. If you can imagine folks even peeking through the windows there trying to take pictures. But here's what's really been exciting for the star players. The Wolfpack's run to the Final Four and their amazing play and outgoing personalities have earned the team and earned these players a slew of NIL deals. Lamar Horn, DJ Horn's dad, well, he says these deals have taught his son the value of making smart financial decisions.
NIL, I love it. It's here to stay. It's making college basketball, college athletics as a whole very interesting.
It really is life-changing for these young men. So if you want to support them and all of the other players who are heading out to Phoenix, you can do so by coming here again at 12:15 on campus. The team will leave at 12:30. Laura Levine, WRL News. We're live in Raleigh.
We'll be on the road with them. WRL's Casey Hintz and Pat Welter are traveling to Glendale, Arizona. They will have live coverage of the Final Four starting today. Join us tomorrow night for Wolfpack Pride. Why not us? We have live reports, in-depth analysis, and how this moment has the triangle rallying around the pack. Coming up in our next half hour as well, we'll check in with WRL's Brett Neese, who is in Cleveland with the NC State women's team.
The Dreamville Festival is just days away, and final preparations are happening right now at Dix Park. Today, kickoff events for the festival get started in downtown Raleigh. That includes your first chance to get official Dreamville 2024 merchandise. A Dreamville pop-up shop is opening on Southwest Street today. It'll be open from noon to 7 every day through Friday. The city announced on Tuesday that last year's festival had a direct financial impact of more than $145 million in Wake County. They're expecting that number to be even higher this year. Well, coming up, people across the country waking up to severe damage after a powerful storm ripped through the Midwest. A look at some of the damage it left behind as thousands more people brace for its impact.
And there's a new push in California to help you balance your work and home life. Just ahead, the bill inspired by a worldwide trend that could make it legal for you to disconnect from work after hours.
And the rain is starting to pull out, at least round one is. Round two, likely closer to lunchtime into the early part of the afternoon, is a better chance of bringing severe storms. I'll show you what to expect.
A 12 is the time right now, and your live look at Roxborough right there for you. Well, it's cloudy, it is breezy, and this is the back edge of round one. As you watch WRL News, available on YouTube TV and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device.
Elizabeth Gardner has the big picture for us over in the WRNS Severe Weather Center right there on this weather alert day.
We were watching this system yesterday as it plowed across parts of the Midwest and the South, producing just tornado warning after tornado warning after tornado warning. We saw that early this morning, too, especially from Georgia southward. This is a look at 2 a.m., and you can see lots and lots of severe thunderstorm warnings and tornado warnings. The severe thunderstorm warnings are the yellow boxes. The tornado warnings, of course, the red boxes. And this is the current situation. The northern end of this, which includes what we're seeing here in North Carolina, has begun to ease up just a little bit. We still have a tornado watch, that red shaded area for parts of Georgia and down into Florida. But that's where all the severe storms are right now. We're not seeing much along the cold front currently, but that doesn't mean that we won't see our second round producing some damaging winds. 36 million people in that level one and two risk for today. So far, over the last couple of days, there have been 14 reports of tornado damage, 184 reports of wind damage, and 87 reports of large hail. So the storm definitely has a history of producing problems. And we're, of course, under the level two risk. We have the potential for severe storms up until around 4 o'clock or so. Large hail, isolated tornadoes, and damaging wind are going to be our biggest threats. And again, here's a look at our level two risk. It does cover the entire viewing area. So we are under a WRL weather alert. Now, we are looking at round one, which has mainly just been some heavy rain making for a messy commute. That's starting to pull out of the viewing area. There's still several of our counties seeing some steady to heavy rain. We'll zoom in here from Rocky Mount to Eastern toward Tarboro, Pine Tops. We're still seeing some steady to heavy rain there. We head down to the south. Still some steady rain there in Goldsboro, but starting to see that easing up around Clinton. So that will move on out. Fayetteville has seen sort of an end to the rain, but the camera's wet and it's breezy there. We're seeing the camera shaking right now. And Futurecast kicking things off at 8 o'clock, seeing that rain moving out pretty quickly, starting around lunchtime. So we may have a few hours of a break and then the cold front gets closer to us. And by 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we see this surge of cells starting to develop across the area. This is where we would have a better chance of some of that wind damage, some of the hail, some of the isolated tornadoes. This is 3:30 with that line along the I-95 corridor. And then by 4 o'clock, it's starting to pull away from us. After that, there could still be a lingering sprinkle, but most of the rain will be over at that point. And we're looking at anywhere from a quarter of an inch to as much as an inch of rain out of the system. We get into the day tomorrow and we're looking at dry conditions that lasts all the way through the weekend, which is good news for Dreamville. 62 for the high on Saturday and 66 on Sunday, a far cry from the 80s that we've seen, but at least they'll have dry conditions and some sunshine. Looking at some cold mornings though, with temperatures in the upper 30s. After that, we start to warm things up just a little bit. Coming up, we're going to take another look at the timeline for those storms that may be severe later today. Brian.
It is just about 8:16 right now, Elizabeth. Still watching these delays on US 1 northbound coming in from the New Hill area heading up toward Apex. A crash just beyond the New Hill-Holloman Road interchange. Most recent sensor updates are looking a little better right around the crash site itself. So that's an indication that they've started to clear that and traffic is picking up in speed. So that goes from red to yellow. Some improvement showing up there, but still looking at some pretty solid delays on US 1 northbound from Harris Lake all the way out toward New Hill-Holloman Road. But that overall delay looking a lot better now, a 12-minute backup. Overall, consider using old US 1 as an alternate route. We still have some backups, though, in Apex on 64 eastbound with a crash reported right around Laura Duncan Road, solidly backed up from 55 through Salem Street all the way out toward Laura Duncan. Looks like that earlier crash in western Johnston County on 40 westbound right around 42 has cleared now. And as we take a look at those major approaches into Raleigh, we're looking fine on the ride through Garner on 40 westbound, all clear from 42 to the Beltline split. Once you get into South Raleigh, though, all of that traffic now starting to fill in those lanes of 40 westbound. It's backed up from 440 out toward the Lake Wheeler Road area. Also seeing some backups coming in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard, an 8-minute delay. As you head out this morning and through the day, remember, you can listen to WRL News Plus on the radio anytime at 99.3 FM in Raleigh, 96.5 FM in Durham, and if you have an HD radio on 101.5 HD3.
Rescuers in Taiwan are trying to save people trapped in buildings after the strongest earthquake to hit the island in 25 years, a 7.4 magnitude. There are 9 people confirmed dead. That number could grow. More than 900 are injured. That's magnitude 7.4 shook the island's east coast. The epicenter was just off the coast. Dozens of buildings have collapsed, as you see here. The area was also hit by landslides and falling rocks. Video from inside a television newsroom right there shows the quake hitting that building. Japan and the Philippines issued evacuation orders for possible tsunamis.
And here in the WRA Live Center, we want to take our viewers now to these live pictures coming in from Hualien, Taiwan, one of the hardest hit areas. Search and rescue efforts are right now on the way. You see that building leaning right there, just on the verge of possibly toppling over. A lot of these structural buildings are dealing with structural damages right now. Also, rescuers are trying to get to dozens of people believed trapped in tunnels in this part of Taiwan as well. You mentioned the amount of people who died in this earthquake. Among them, three hikers killed by falling rocks in the Turaco Gorge, which is one of the island's tourist hotspots. You also mentioned the tsunami warnings in Japan and the Philippines. We've already confirmed that Japan reporting at least tsunami waves have hit two of the southernmost islands in Japan. Of course, this is a developing story that we will continue to monitor and keep you updated here in the WRA Live Center.
A scary situation. Thanks, Ken. Well, some people across the country here are waking up to their homes destroyed after severe storms and tornadoes moved east. That's the same storm system we're facing today. It's leaving a path of destruction behind.
Amy Kiley takes a look at the damage that it's already left behind as other states get ready for it to hit.
Get in the house.
Tornadoes. Flooding and...
This is truly a Wisconsin experience.
Springtime snow. Today, the storm system behind all this is pushing east, leaving behind a path of destruction. People in some parts of Kentucky are homeless after yesterday's tornadoes.
One of our next big challenges is to try to mobilize and shelter in place the people who have lost their homes.
Some in southern Illinois are also reeling.
There's still mud behind my ears. There's cotton in my car from somewhere.
Now, officials are urging drivers anywhere in the storm's wake to beware of downed trees.
Turn around and go another way, but do not try to pass because you might not be able to see a power line.
Today, severe storms are dousing Pennsylvania and parts of surrounding states. Up north, it's a snowy day in Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont, with a blizzard warning in northern Michigan. Elsewhere in the Midwest, officials say people at one Wisconsin polling place had to vote outdoors yesterday. They say the usual location wasn't available.
We are working very diligently to find a better polling location for August, and especially for the November election.
That was Amy Kiley reporting. I want you to take a look at this video showing how the winds in Kentucky just knocked people off their feet. You can see a student at the University of Kentucky right there being blown back, falling from yesterday's storm. Students had to shelter in their campus buildings during the tornado warning. The school eventually canceled classes for the day.
The price to attend college is getting heavier. Some private colleges like Tufts, Yale, Brown, and Wellesley are raising their tuition and fees by more than $90,000 for the first time ever. The University of Southern California is among the highest with a sticker price of $95,000. The College Board estimates that the average price at a private nonprofit college is about $60,000 compared to $29,000 for in-state public schools and $47,000 for out-of-state public schools. But economists say financial aid will help with the blow from the price tag. Duke University also raised its tuition for next year to over $86,000.
So often people will leave work physically, but because of smartphones and other devices, employers can call or text with some work-related issues after hours. A bill in California would be the first of its kind in the U.S. that would penalize businesses for infringing on employees' off time. It's a concept that is catching on worldwide. France implemented a right to disconnect policy in 2017. Several other countries followed suit, including Australia. The bill in California will likely get some pushback, particularly from tech companies already working in a competitive global landscape.
Why introduce this bill?
You shouldn't, just because you have a smartphone, be expected to work 24/7 without consenting to that. Let's make sure that there's some time for people to be able to disconnect.
If the bill passes, this guy says it would be enforced by California's Labor Department. After a report and subsequent investigation, employers could face fines starting at $100 for each violation.
The price to enter the country is becoming more expensive. The Custom and Border Protection Service is increasing their global entry fee to $120. It's the first price hike in more than 15 years. The global entry program allows members to receive expedited immigration clearance when entering the country. The new rate will cover membership for 5 years.
NC State men's basketball headed to the Final Four showdown in Arizona. And after the break, WRL's Laura Levine shares how the team received overwhelming support ahead of its departure.
Get into your car, tuned to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. A lot of us saw that very heavy rain move through the area that is moving eastward. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner tells us what we can expect for the entire day.
We have this strong cold front that's been moving across the country, producing severe storms. Nothing severe up here in North Carolina, but starting to see a little bit of a line developing just behind this in the mountains. The bulk of the severe storms are down in Georgia and Florida right now, and we're just seeing some scattered showers that are moving out of the viewing area. We're going to see a little break in the precipitation, but once we get closer to lunchtime and into the mid to late afternoon, we're going to see a better chance for some severe storms. But from Wilson to Goldsboro, kind of seeing that back edge now moving on out. Lots of clouds here in Clinton, though. They're moving fast. It's going to be breezy. Winds will be gusting up to 30 miles per hour today. And of course, we do have that level 2 risk for severe storms. So later on this afternoon, we could end up with some wind damage, isolated tornadoes, possibly some hail. Brian?
Elizabeth, it is right now 8:27 as we take a live look at South Raleigh. This is I-40 near Hammond Road on that westbound side, seeing some congestion this morning between 440 and US 1. About a 7-minute delay overall. Once you get out toward Lake Wheeler Road and Gorman Street, things start to ease up a little bit. Still have some backups in southwestern Wake County, but looking a lot better with that earlier crash on US 1 northbound near New Hill-Holloman Road. Expect a little bit of brake tapping, though, as you come in through the New Hill area. On the north side of Raleigh, watch for a crash on Falls of News Road near Durant Road, and also a report of a crash with injuries, Strickland Road near Six Forks Road.
Thanks, Brian. A shooting at a residence hall in North Carolina Central University sent the campus into lockdown for 2 hours overnight. Police say one person was shot inside Lawson Street Residence Hall. Not clear if that person was a student. We are working to find out if police have any information on the shooter. We'll have more news, weather, and traffic on Fox 50.
I'm tracking a strong cold front in western North Carolina that's going to come swinging through in a few hours, and it could bring us some severe storms. Round one is over. I'll show you the timeline for round two.
And scary moments for students at NC Central University after a shooting inside a residence hall sent the campus into lockdown. What we know about injuries and the counseling available today for students and staff.
Rain or shine, it's a party here at NC State as fans are invited to send the men's basketball team off to Phoenix as they head to the Final Four.
Sending them to Phoenix in the rain on this WREL Weather Alert Day, but we're still excited nonetheless. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for sticking around here at 8:30. They're not going to rain on the parade that has been NC State basketball men's and women's all week long. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. We are getting a good dose, though, certainly as we see the back edge of this now.
You know, I guess the one beneficial thing is it has settled out the pollen, that's for sure. I'm seeing really a break in the precipitation right now. This is a look at dual Doppler 5000 radar. The back edge of this first round that made for some very messy conditions for the commute earlier is now moving on out. But we do have the cold front itself that'll swing through in a few hours. It'll bring us a chance of some severe storms. But again, the back edge of that rain is slipping out of our viewing area at this point, leaving us with some wet conditions. We still we just had some rain in Goldsboro, and now that has slipped eastward. It is a WRL weather alert day with the front starting around noon through mid-afternoon. We could see some damaging winds, some large hail, isolated tornadoes. This front definitely has a history of producing that across the country, starting in Oklahoma. And of course, currently we're seeing some strong thunderstorms down here in Georgia and Florida. So the cold front starting to cross the mountains of North Carolina. Oh, and we just got an update. And this is definitely good news. Our viewing area was under a level 2 2 risk for the entire viewing area. The Storm Prediction Center just updated. So from the Triangle area southward, we're under a level 1 risk, and that level 2 risk is now for our northern counties. So that is definitely something good to see. Hopefully we'll have fewer instances of severe storms later on this afternoon. This is a look at Futurecast, and of course we're seeing a bit of a break in the precipitation now. As we get closer to lunchtime, that front comes through, and Futurecast definitely shows these cells popping up across our area, in which we could end up with some strong winds, some hail, possibly some isolated tornadoes. It looks like potentially the northern part of the state will have the better chance for that. It's going to be blustery no matter what. We've seen some gusts this morning up to 30 miles per hour already, and we'll see that through the afternoon, no matter whether you're seeing a thunderstorm or not. So live look at Durham. Look at these dark clouds. This is a very dark scene here in Durham. Our temperatures are warm. It's muggy. It's windy. We have a south wind at 15. And again, we're gusting up to 25 or 30. It will be a mild afternoon with temperatures in the mid-70s. But behind the system, we turn much colder. I'll show you 30s on the way coming up in just a bit, Brian.
8:33 right now. Looking good in Garner. The rain has stopped. We're now seeing the roads drying out a little bit. Still seeing some damp conditions as we take a look at that live camera at 40 at Jones Sausage Road. Right now, not picking up any delays as you come in from 42 up toward the Beltline split. We had an earlier crash that caused some big problems, but that is long gone. Once you get into South Raleigh, though, you're going to run into some backups from right around Rock Quarry Road out toward Lake Wheeler Road, the usual congestion for this point in the morning commute. Still seeing just a little bit of a backup on US 1 northbound with an earlier crash around New Hill Holloman Road that may have moved this over to the right shoulder, creating that little backup there, heading away from New Hill Holloman out toward the 540 interchange. We're not seeing big backups, though, on those sensor readings. A crash with injuries reported in the past few minutes on Six Forks at Strickland Road. Also watching a crash on Falls of Neuse Road around Durant Road with some southbound delays coming in from Wake Forest through the north side of Raleigh. Taking a look at your other major approaches into Raleigh right now, an 8-minute delay on southbound Capitol Boulevard coming in from Wake Forest. Some earlier backups on US 1 northbound working themselves out as you head through Apex and into Cary, about a 7-minute delay overall. But we're looking good coming in from Knightdale on 87 southbound, and the ride on 40 eastbound from Durham is all clear. Some lingering delays right now on 885 between I-40 and 147. Also, some police activity reported up on Duke Street just north of I-85 with a little bit of a southbound backup. But overall, we're looking good in Durham, Chapel Hill, and Hillsboro. Remember, through the day, you can listen to WRL News Plus on the radio, our live coverage at 99.3 FM in Raleigh and 96.5 FM in Durham.
A shooting at a residence hall at North Carolina Central University sent the campus into lockdown for 2 hours overnight. Police say one person was shot inside Lawson Street Residence Hall. It's not clear if the person shot was a student. Police also have not said if they have anyone in custody for this.
And we're following some breaking news. Firefighters in Fayetteville working to figure out what caused a fire that damaged a building there. It happened just before 11:30 last night on Diamond Road near Quartz Drive. Video from the WRL breaking news tracker shows damage to the front of the building. Crews were not able to go into the building to investigate because of structural issues. Luckily, nobody was hurt. And it's an exciting time for fans of the NC State Wolfpack. Today, the men's basketball team will leave for Arizona in the Final Four. The school is encouraging Wolfpack Nation to come out and give them a big send-off. WRL's Laura Levine shares the team is getting a lot of love during its incredible tournament run.
A little rain will not stop the party here on NC State's campus. Fans are invited to come out here at the Dale Basketball Center at 12:15 to cheer and send off the men's basketball team. Take a look at this video where you can see the line of hundreds of people who came out yesterday to Applebee's to get some autographs signed, take some pictures with DJ Burns and DJ Horn. Now, they really turned out at that restaurant. It turned into a sea of red and white. We spoke with some of those fans, elated to see them beat the odds and make history.
They're really good for basketball and really great for the community.
You're representing North Carolina at this point. Not just Raleigh, but North Carolina.
And no matter what happens this weekend, so many people are proud of this team. So if you want to cheer them on, you can, again, come here at 12:15. The team will leave at 12:30 to head to Arizona. Laura Levine, WRL News in Raleigh.
And WREL's Casey Hintz and Pat Welter are also on their way to Arizona. They'll have live coverage of the Final Four starting today. And join us tomorrow night for Wolfpack Pride, Why Not Us? We'll have live reports, in-depth analysis, and how this moment has the Triangle rallying around the pack. And coming up in less than 10 minutes, we'll check in with WREL's Brett Neese, who's in Cleveland with the Wolfpack women's team.
And happening now in the WREL Live Center, we continue to follow the breaking news out of Taiwan this morning, that powerful 7.4 earthquake hitting the eastern coast of Taiwan. This is brand new video into our newsroom showing a landslide that happened in Hualien, Taiwan, near the earthquake's epicenter. This is one of the hardest hit areas, by the way. Rescue efforts are also underway right now to get to dozens of people who are trapped in the vehicles and highway tunnels. Right now, it's tough going for rescuers because of the ongoing powerful aftershocks. You see it right there. Japan and the Philippines issuing tsunami warnings right now. Japan also reporting that two of its most southern islands have already seen tsunami waves. This is a developing story that we will continue to monitor for updates here in the WREL Live Center.
Thanks, Ken. New this morning, police in Greenville have this man in custody after an officer was shot during a barricade situation. About 2 o'clock this morning, police arrested the man who they say shot through the door and hit that officer. The arrest ended a 5-hour standoff. It started when police were responding to an apartment complex on a domestic call. An officer went to the door to check on what was happening, and a person inside shot through the door and hit the officer. He is expected to recover. A 9-month-old child who was inside the home is safe this morning and unhurt.
The Dreamville Festival is just days away, and final preparations are happening right now at Dix Park. Today, kickoff events for the festival get started in downtown Raleigh, and that includes your first chance to get your hands on some official Dreamville 2024 merchandise. A Dreamville pop-up shop is opening on Southwest Street today. It'll be open from noon to 7 every day through Friday. The city announced on Tuesday that last year's festival had a direct financial impact of more than $145 million in Wake County. They're expecting that number to be even higher this year.
Here's a higher number. Tonight's your chance to take home some serious cash with the Powerball jackpot now standing just over $1 billion. You can watch the drawing tonight on WREL at 11 p.m. NC State Wolfpack gearing up for the Final Four in the chase for an NCAA title. Ahead, the level of support echoing all around the Triangle as the first team arrives in Cleveland.
And Lizzo clearing up some confusion why the artist says her music career is far from over. Welcome back on this WREL Weather Alert Day as we look live over a very cloudy, wet Wilson this morning. You can see that raindrop on the camera. A lot of us saw very heavy rain move across the area. It is pushing out to our coast now, but that was just round one. We are expecting round two later on today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner shows us where that front is right now.
We'll start with a big picture, and you can see our cold front. And behind it, across parts of the foothills and the mountains, we have some redeveloping cells, and those will swing through here right around or just before lunchtime, all the way into mid to late afternoon. Still plenty of activity along the southern end of this front, down into Georgia and South Carolina. For South Carolina, Georgia, overnight last night, we had a lot of severe thunderstorms and even some tornado warnings. But again, that's beginning to ease up a little bit. And our first round of rain that created a messy commute there for a while, that rain is really moving out of the viewing area pretty much completely at this point. It's going to be a windy day on top of all this, so don't be surprised if it's breezy in between the systems that will roll through. At lunchtime, we're looking at maybe an isolated shower, but watch how these cells start to pop right afternoon. And here is where we could end up with some isolated wind damage or tornadoes or some hail possibly as well. Notice how we really start to see this as a line forming up around 3:30 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon in our eastern counties and sliding eastward. But the Storm Prediction Center did take much of the viewing area out of that level 2 risk earlier today. And even yesterday, we were looking at a level 2 risk across most of the viewing area. We're still looking at that for our northern counties, but from Raleigh southward, we're back to a level 1 risk. Doesn't mean that we won't have severe storms. It just means that our chances of isolated tornadoes and significant damage is less here where we have the green level 1 shaded area. So what are we looking at? We're looking at damaging winds, hail, isolated tornadoes as we get into the mid to late afternoon, especially in our northern counties. Let's take a look at Southern Pines right now, and we're seeing a little bit of sunshine trying to peek through. That, you know, is lovely, but if we see some sunshine and really start to warm things up, that helps to destabilize the atmosphere, and it makes it a little easier for these storms to develop. 68 is our temperature, and our dew point is 64. That's significant. We have a high dew point, lots of moisture in the atmosphere for these storms to work with in terms of development. Our winds are gusting to 28 in Fayetteville, 25 Southern Pines. The wind gusts are in the white box on the right, gusting to 25 in Durham and Raleigh. It will likely be gusting up to 30 miles per hour on and off today, even outside of the thunderstorms. Our temperatures are warm, mid-60s to near 70 degrees right now, and we'll end up in the mid to upper 70s for highs later on today. Once the system moves out later today, we're going to see a much, much cooler pattern taking shape. Saturday and Sunday morning, temperatures are going to be in the 30s, and you may think, well, it seems too cold for that, but actually the records are in the upper 20s for overnight lows this time of year, so not even close to a record, and our normal overnight low is in the mid-40s for this time of year. It is a WRL weather alert day. We still have the potential for some scattered strong to severe thunderstorms from lunchtime into mid to late afternoon. And then after that, we're looking at dry conditions, which is great news for Dreamville. Temperatures will be cool, 62 on Saturday, 66 on Sunday, but we will see dry conditions.
April's here, and there are a lot of family-friendly events coming up. WRL Lifestyle editor Kathy Hanrahan is here with a list of them. Kathy, we start with some dinos coming this weekend.
Who doesn't love dinosaurs, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So if you enjoy dinosaurs, just like I do, then you're going to want to check out the Dinos Alive Immersive Experience in Raleigh. This event is supposed to end this weekend, but they extended it through May 13th. Now, it features tons of life-size dinosaurs. Just look at them. Mm. It's a great walkthrough event, too, so you can go at your own pace. Tickets start at about $21.
And Disney fans will want to check out this event. It features some popular princesses.
My daughter is all about the princesses right now, so I love this event. Okay, on April 14th, Disney Princess, the concert. It's going to be stopping over at Durham Performing Arts Center. The show is going to feature Broadway stars performing some of the biggest songs from Frozen to Moana, even some classics from Little Mermaid. The clips from the movies are being shown kind of behind the singers. Tickets are still available.
Sports fans will be interested in this next pick. It is basketball centric right now, right? But this one is a world famous basketball team we're talking about.
It's perfect. I mean, it's perfect time to be talking about this. Okay, the Harlem Globetrotters will be at PNC Arena on April 17th. If you haven't seen them in person, it is a great option for the whole family. It's very interactive. It's so funny. Tickets are on sale now. It's always a great event.
Also, fans of the popular cartoon Bluey will want to pay attention to this next event here.
Okay, so my kids are all about the Bluey. Okay, Bluey's big play is coming to Durham Performing Arts Center April 26th through the 28th. There are going to be 5 shows. It's an original story featuring Bluey, Bingo, Bandit, and Chili. It's just short enough to keep even the smallest children engaged and entertained. They even play Keepy Uppy, which if you've seen it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Tickets are still available.
All right, a lot going on there. Those dinosaurs are captivating, huh? Extending them a week, that's so good. For a list of more events that are coming up this month, just go to WRL.com, search keyword out and about. Kathy, thanks.
A Florida police dog named Midnight is being celebrated after finding a missing 3-year-old. Midnight's handler says a sniff of the little boy's blanket was all it took to get Midnight on the case. He says that the dog dragged him through the woods for about 45 minutes to track that boy down. Midnight was rewarded with a burger and one of his favorite toys. Good job, Midnight.
The FDA has approved a new treatment for depression. It's a prescription that you wouldn't normally expect. It's a smartphone app for people diagnosed with major depressive disorder. It's called Rejoin, and it'll be available by prescription only. The app is designed to be used in conjunction with medications. It's a 6-week program designed to stimulate the areas of the brain thought to be responsible for antidepressant effects. It is still not clear if most insurance companies will cover the cost of this treatment.
Amazon will no longer have grab-and-go checkouts. The Just Walk Out technology was designed for customers to shop and pay for items without waiting in line. Amazon announced yesterday that it is getting rid of the technology at Amazon Fresh locations. It will remain at Amazon Go stores as well as Amazon's third-party retailers. The company says the technology will be replaced by smart carts that lets customers scan their items as they shop.
NC State women's basketball is in Cleveland preparing for the Final Four game against the top overall seed, South Carolina. Fans gave them a grand send-off from campus yesterday, and WRL's Brett Neese is in Cleveland with the team as they're getting ready for their big game Friday.
Good morning, everyone. From outside of Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, the site of the 2024 Women's Final Four, this city is ready. You can see there are signs up already showing the matchup between NC State and the top overall seed, South Carolina.
The women getting to their hotel around 7:30 last night. As they stepped off the bus, head coach Wes Moore had this message.
Party crashers, here we are.
Yes, that's the motto for the team this week. A nod to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame just down the road. The players say they are playing with a little bit of an edge this week.
It's been a chip on our shoulder all year, and we've just been proving everybody wrong, and hopefully we can continue to prove people wrong in the Final Four.
The team has a full day ahead of them, including practice. Members of the marching band and cheerleading squad are also in town.
I'll have all of today's events covered on our later newscast. From Cleveland, Brett Neese, WRL News.
And Brett will be with the Pac women leading up to their game against South Carolina Friday at 7. He'll have live reports from Cleveland all throughout the week right here on WRAL.
And we need your help to turn the garden red this Friday from noon to 6:30 on WRAL. Come and visit the WRAL Azalea Gardens and wear red to support the NC State men's and women's historic Final Four journey. The gardens are in full bloom, and there could even be some special surprises in store for those who show their Wolfpack pride. So stop by this Friday with your Pack family and help turn the WRAL gardens red. Well, our teacher of the week is the child of two teachers, and WRL's Brian Schrader goes to Vance County to meet an educator who is keeping the family tradition alive.
Let's clap our hands for Ms. King. Lillian King is no stranger to the spotlight. She's Vance County's beginning teacher of the year, and you could say education runs in the family.
Are you looking at the road?
No.
No, Tristan, what else?
Both of King's parents were teachers.
I said I'd never do it. But here I am, and I can't imagine doing anything else.
King started as a teaching assistant 12 years ago in Vance County and became a classroom teacher 4 years ago. She's now teaching third graders at Carver Elementary near Henderson.
You get so nervous coming in, and you're like, oh gosh, you know, I have all these new kids. They don't know me, and I have to get them to trust me. But it's really easy to just be there for them and show them that you're there for them and that's what you want the best. And they just kind of fall in with you.
King's mom is a retired teacher who still volunteers as a tutor. And they both love to see these students grow.
Yes, there are struggles. Yes, there are days where you're exhausted. But the good outweighs the bad. Every time, as you saw in my lesson, that they get it and they're into it. It's why we do it. They love it and they just keep growing. That's the purpose.
Congratulations to Lillian King, WRAL's Teacher of the Week. I'm Brian Schrader, WRAL News.
If you'd like to nominate a teacher, you can go to WRAL.com and enter Teacher of the Week in the search box.
Lizzo fans may hear some new music from her after all. The artist is clarifying she will not be leaving the music industry. This comes after she took to social media last week saying, I quit. In a new video posted on Instagram, Lizzo said the statement was a reaction to giving any negative energy attention. Now, the singer went on to reassure fans making music is the joy of her life, and she won't be quitting anytime soon.
J. Cole is being celebrated in his hometown of Fayetteville, just in time for Dreamville. A new mural downtown features Cole at Green and Person Streets. It incorporates images that the city is known for, like the 82nd Airborne. Artist Enfrin Andalas is behind the piece, which looks like a postcard. It is beautiful. And before we go to break, here are your winning lottery numbers. We'll get another check on weather and traffic coming up next.